It is a very, very special occasion, a very special atmosphere. No matter who you support, it does give you goosebumps, this.
But of course, there's 11 guys out there whose job it is not to get them, because Villa and a lot of these players were involved in it, have played here well in the previous seasons, and they certainly played well here last season. And they're getting in a huddle to try and focus on all that they're doing. It's Jerry Marsden's number one from the early 1960s. Gives way the flags in the... Our third FM commentary of the day, our fourth live game of the day in all for you this afternoon. Liverpool against Aston Villa, and here's Steve Herman.
And that is the Anfield Roar, quiet and down after that big atmosphere. We are underway here at Anfield. Aston Villa unbeaten. It's third against fifth here this evening, with Aston Villa ahead of the Merseysiders in the early Premier League table. But like we've said, they won't be daunted by this occasion. They've only lost once in five visits here, Aston Villa. They're attacking from left to right, so they're defending the Anfield Road end, attacking the Kop. We're in the main stand, and on the far side, it's the Centenary stand as Delph has the ball. Just pushed and pulled by Coutinho, and has to lay it back to Guzan, who launches it forward. Liverpool in their traditional all-red kit, and Aston Villa in an all-white away strip. Hopefully it will be all-white on the night as well for Aston Villa this evening. It's on the Liverpool left-hand side now. Coutinho laying it back to Henderson, looks for the run of Markovic. He flicks it onto the fullback Manquillo down the right-hand side of the penalty area. Balotelli went for the header, but I think he was beaten to it by Markovic. Markovic may have got there first as the cross came in. It was Markovic at the near post. Maybe that would have been better for the head of the Italian Balotelli.
Definitely. Balotelli was steaming in there very late from a deep position, and Markovic took it away from him. He was having to adjust and look for a glancing header, but that would have been absolutely in the slot for Balotelli, because nobody had picked him up. He was arriving late. Nobody had come from midfield. There was a huge gap between Baker and in the centre of the defence there, between Baker and Senderos, and Balotelli would have been in pole position had Markovic not flicked it away from him.
Balotelli scored a hat-trick against Aston Villa back in 2010 for Manchester City, so he's got a good record against Villa, but he was denied a chance by his own teammate there. Markovic going for the header instead, so they build again. Liverpool, here's Lovren to Henderson. Short pass into the centre circle to Coutinho. Exchanges passes with Lovren. Now Henderson spraying it to the right-hand side, looking for the movement of Markovic. Was Manquillo. Played it down the right-hand touchline in front of the Centenary stand, but it goes out for a throw-in to Aston Villa. 7 minutes gone here at Anfield. It's Liverpool 0, Aston Villa 0 on BBC WM.
So they've already got a little bit of a problem on that flank, I think, Villa, because Manquillo is looking to get forward. Markovic is pulling out towards that side, and Sissoko is not getting very much protection from in front of him at the moment. That's three times now they've looked to go down there. They've got in one very dangerous cross, and that is the most obvious route to goal at the moment for Liverpool.
Aston Villa have been fairly strong at the back. That's been one of the positives so far this season. Two clean sheets they've kept so far. It's been more at the other end the problem, but still 7 points so far in the early stages of the season, as Coutinho gets the ball nicked off him by Fabian Delph. Not as much of an erratic start from Delph compared to his midweek performance for England, as Agbonlahor puts pressure on Sacco here, wins the ball by the byline. Sacco, though, redeems himself, and Aston Villa win a corner. Sacco had to play it out for a corner kick.
So that's good there from Gabby. And I know that there is much difference of opinion about Agbonlahor and getting a new contract, and even since being here today, I've had one or two people come, can you believe Agbonlahor's got a new contract? Well, yeah, I can, actually, because he carries a threat. He just has the pace to carry a threat. And it does, even in this advanced 21st century Premier League, a guy with pace causes loads of problems, and he can finish.
Right wing corner in front of the Kop. Westwood plays it in right-footed towards the edge of the six-yard box. Senderos went for the header. He blocked a couple of bodies, but it's been bundled home. And it is that man, Agbonlahor, who gives Aston Villa the lead in front of the Kop. Agbonlahor celebrating his new contract with a goal here at Anfield. 9 minutes gone. Liverpool 0, Aston Villa 1.
Well, there he is. You see, he can finish. He was in the right area. There's a certain amount of good fortune about it, as there always is in those situations, although Liverpool defended the corner dreadfully, and Villa had men in there to take advantage. Won the first ball, and Egbola Hall was stronger than his defender to win the second one. And that's exactly the start they wanted. Liverpool all over the place. But it's good strength by Senderos in the first instance. The ball was there to be won twice in the Liverpool penalty area, and Villa players showed more desire and strength and determination on both occasions.
The Liverpool defence at sixes and sevens, but it's the number 11 for Aston Villa, his second league goal of the season. Opened his account in the last game against Hull City, and that's only his second goal here at Anfield. Sissoko to Nzogbia, now Delft on the left-hand side, gets the cross in, but nobody is there for Aston Villa. Sacco with an easy clearance. Now Lambert has kept the ball in play there, and that's a handball by Nathan Baker down on the ground. Referee didn't see it though, he was blinded, and goes out for a throw-in anyway to Liverpool. Now here's Sterling. Could have passed it to Marino on the far side there, he was in plenty of space. Now here he is anyway, it's Coutinho by the left-hand angle of the penalty area, skips past a couple of challenges, shoots towards goal, off the post, and Sterling hits it off the back of Henderson. Best chance of the game so far for Liverpool to break the deadlock for them. Last chance saloon for Liverpool. Gerrard chips it to the left-hand side. Header forward towards Coutinho, but Guzan is there, and surely that is that. Indeed it is. The referee blows his whistle. Aston Villa love coming to Anfield. They've won here yet again. Paul Lambert has not lost a game in the Premier League against the Reds, and they have done an absolute job here. Disciplined as you like. They may have been camped in their own half in the second half, but the goal after 9 minutes from Gabby Agbonlahor has settled it here at Anfield. He celebrates his new contract with a goal, the winning goal. It's finished here. Liverpool 0, Aston Villa 1.
Congratulations, Paul. That was a terrific victory.
Yeah, fully deserved. I thought we were outstanding from first minute to the last. Attacking-wise, I thought we always looked a threat with the speed, with Gabby up front, and the midfield lads knew everything to do. Back four knew everything. Tactically, I thought we were absolutely fantastic. But ultimately, it's about players, and if they grab it, I think we're a really good side.
Yeah, disciplined and organised throughout, I thought.
But it has been like that from the start of the season. It's not as if it just worked, and we've worked on it in training and practice, and the lads have been great. They've been receptive to it, and a lot of lads playing with a lot of confidence at the minute.
Yeah, Ron Vlaar was missing today, and some people would certainly get nervous with a player not in the side, but Nathan Baker slotted in, and that back four was phenomenal.
Yeah, they were. Hutton, I think, has been incredible this year for us anyway. Senderos has been great. Nathan came in, and due to Ron's absence, I thought was outstanding. And Alice Sissoko, I think, has been a terrific buy for us. And along with Guzan, another clean sheet, but you're right what you're saying. I think from Gabby right back to Brad, as a group and a team, we were excellent.
Because Senderos was brilliant at the back. He certainly contained Mario Balotelli, which is not an easy thing to do. And then in the box at the other end, he caused a lot of trouble, which led to the goal.
Yeah, and I thought he should have scored himself. I thought it was a free header that he should have scored. But listen, defensively, Senderos, talking, professionalism, outstanding he is.
What do you put it down to? Because that's a third clean sheet of the season, and Larry's talked about disciplined and organised. In previous seasons, you've been criticised for that, but you just really seem like you've got it nailed on, and the team have got it nailed on so far this season.
Well, the team they've been young at times, but you're only young for so long. I think news are trying to be men and step up to the plate in this league. This is a job that you have to try and perform, and you've got so many people coming to watch you. It's big business. Everybody knows it's up to you to go and perform, and I think backed by a brilliant crowd as well, which certainly helps us. And but for the last couple of years, it's been tough, no doubt about it. But we're certainly getting the rewards this time.
And what is it about Anfield that you enjoy coming about here?
I don't know. It's just I don't know. Really, I've always had good games against Brendan's teams, even at Swansea, and it was always good. So I don't know what it is. It's just lads maybe love coming here and playing the game of football. Brilliant football place to play, but. We've got another result.